Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from New Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the third day of the month of Nisan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. If you'd like to make a sponsorship for any time beyond tomorrow, you can make that at any point. We appreciate your support. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Ruby of Knesset Israel Congregation in Birmingham, Alabama, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Ruby slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, which are Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Ruby.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It's such an honor to be addressing this call today. Thanks so much. Thank you to you, to the Orthodox Union. Now, this past Shabbos in KI in Alabama, we had a funny incident. We had a anniversary of a bar mitzvah. Last year, on this exact Shabbos, by Yaakov Pekudei HaChodesh, we had a bar mitzvah scheduled of a very prominent family in our synagogue. And a week before that, COVID hit. And everybody didn't know what to do, and people were closing down. So, of course, the people canceled coming, and we ended up just having a small service outside with masks. And we celebrate, and we did the bar mitzvah that way. And right afterwards, we closed the shul for a little bit of time. And this year, 1 year hence, on the exact parsha of Vayakel Pekudei HaChodesh, we brought people back to the shul. We've been open for some time, but with masks, open safely, medical guidance, but we had his bar mitzvah again, we had his bar mitzvah again. We had him, he kind of did the haftorah, he did musaf, and our president got up and said, Yaakov Yosef, the name of the bar mitzvah boy, says, Yaakov Yosef, you've bookended the pandemic. It started, you were the last service before the pandemic, and now, you bookended it. Because we've reached the point in the pandemic, obviously we're not out of the woods just yet, but Baruch Hashem, the situation is much better than it was a year ago. The incredible drives that the scientific community has made, Baruch Hashem, that's producing these wonderful vaccines and different ways of treatment. Baruch Hashem in Israel, we all know how well that's going. And we could see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I was thinking, you know, it's not just Yaakov Yosef bookended the pandemic, it's also Pesach. Pesach bookended the pandemic. Pesach, it's really, really started. We really felt it hit on Pesach last year when we had seders. Our status was severely impacted. Our Yom Kippur was impacted. Many, many schools were closed. And now, when we've reached this point, it's again Pesach. Pesach comes again. And I couldn't help but think Pesach had something to say. So I was learning in the B'nai Yisachar, that's Rabbi Zvi Elimelech Shapiro of Dinos, who's a Polish Hasidic rabbi. And he writes in his sefer, he writes 15 reasons why the Shabbos before the Pesach is called the Great Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol, that's what it's called, it's the Great Shabbos. It's the anniversary of the time when the God told the Jews to take the lamb, the first lamb for the Korban Pesach in Egypt. And so he gives 15 reasons, and when that happens, you know he could have kept going. You know, he could have given 30 more reasons. But he, you know, you got to stop, you got to move on. So he just gave 15. So reason number 5, why it's called the Great Shabbos, the Gadol, Shabbos HaGadol, he says, he points to the Gemara, the Talmud in Yoma, 86a, page 86a, Tevav of Aleph. And the Gemara says that Gedola Tshuva, Tshuva is so great. Tshuva is, repentance is so wonderful that even if a Yachid does it, a Yachid, one person, not a community, a Yachid, a one person who does Tshuva and repentance, through him, God forgives the whole world. The whole world is forgiven. And, of course, he asked, like, well, what is that supposed to mean? Like, how does one person affect forgiveness for the whole world? How is that? Well, what's going on there? So he said that it's the difference between God's kindness and God's mercy. When we ask someone for mercy, we have to ask. Please, I know, according to Shmuel Justice, you have this claim, but please give mercy. And so they say, okay, I'll give you mercy. But kindness is given freely. Kindness is given even when the person does not ask for it. He compares it to what Eliezer was asking for, what Eliezer, when he was searching for a wife for Yitzchak, he wanted Yitzchak's wife to have both qualities. So he said to God, please, please let the woman who is the right wife for Yitzchak show kindness and mercy. Let her acquiesce to my request to drink, and then let her offer something else that I didn't even ask, but the camel to drink. So that shows both mercy, that she gave me mercy, but also kindness, that something you didn't even ask for. So that's the way this works. That when someone asks for mercy and repents and does a mitzvah, like the Jews did in Egypt, that they withdrew their hands from idol worship and they took the lamb and did a mitzvah, does each person can affect the whole community because they are asking for mercy. And then God, once mercy is asked for, God says, okay, but by kindness, even though other people didn't ask for it, I'm going to do it. And this is the Korban Pesach. This is the Paschal Lamb Sacrifice of God. Shabbos HaGadol. Gadol means, it's also a euphemism for kindness. Gadol means chesed. Used in all throughout the Torah literature, that Gadol is chesed and kindness. This is why it's called the Great Shabbos, because the Jews, each person, each yachid, each individual person, did a Korban Pesach. The Paschal Lamb Sacrifice is not done one for the whole community. It's done by each individual household. Each individual household that does the Korban Pesach. It does the Paschal Lamb Sacrifice. It's their mitzvah. And it's because of that that the whole of Israel merited redemption, because it's not because of necessarily lots of people doing one thing, but each individual person utilizing this incredible power. And if there's something we've learned during this pandemic, it's the power of the individual. It's the power of what an individual person can do. Because throughout this whole year, community, what we usually think of as community, was taken away. We couldn't come in and get services. Many of us could only daven at home. We had to reconnect at home and bring it into our own homes, into our individual homes, and into our individual.
For our seniors last year,
and this year also, it'll be toned down a little bit. You know, we usually have 20, 30 people. We have to tone it down. We have to bring it. We have to feel that individually. And it's not something we get. Baruch Hashem, our community has grown by leaps and bounds, and may continue to grow. 10 years ago, but what happens is, you know, we sometimes can get feel sucked in and say, what do I need to make Shabbos for? I can just go to the rabbi in every block of doing a Shabbos meal for 30 people. There's neighbors doing Shabbos meals for 30 people. What do I need to do that for? What do I need to, what do I need to make a Shabbos for? There's so much food around I can get. I know that my great-great-grandfather, when he emigrated here, he made a matzah bakery. He made a matzah bakery. He was in Milwaukee. And I said, so there wasn't any matzah bakeries around. Well, what was there? I mean, now there's tons and tons of matzah bakeries. We don't need to bake matzah on our own anymore. But there's something, as wonderful as this is, and as wonderful as to continue, we look forward to doing it again. What about the individual? There's always the risk that we can outsource our Yiddishkeit, outsource our spirituality to a certain degree. And throughout the COVID, we recognized that we had to do it on our own. We had to flex our muscles, and we had to bring it into our own lives and do it ourselves. And this was the book ending of Pesach. And that Pesach is saying, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you know, the community, huge communal stuff, I love it. But you know what I also love? I love that you as an individual, are praying. That's also wonderful. In your home. You, as an individual, are making your Shabbos meal just for you. Just for you and your wife or whoever, just you. You're afraid. You're saying, even if you're not having 20 people, 30 people, this is just you. You know, that's absolutely beautiful. You remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu values us like that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just values us as a whole community, but he values us individually. Each and every soul, each and every one of us has that individual continue to engage in communal life, and also recognize and bring this muscle also, our individual muscles, and our recognition that our Kadosh Baruch Hu loves and appreciates us individually. He loves our avoda, our service individually as well. So now we will say Psalm, starting with chapter.
Rabbi Ruby, I'm sorry for cutting in. It's possible that you've been cutting in and out while you were speaking. I apologize for interrupting. Just for as we move forward for the Tehillim, I don't know if you're using headphones or if the mouthpiece of your phone keeps sliding in and out. But if there's just an issue of reception in the room, it's just this possibility to try and fix that as we proceed with the Tehillim, that won't cut in and out as much.
Sure, of course. All right. Starting with chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echtar. Bin os desha yar bitzeini, al me menuchos, yenaha leini, nafshi yeshovev. Yancheini v'magle tzedek lema'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei tzalmoves. Lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiv techa umish'an techa. Hema yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan. Neger tzoriroi. Dishanta Vashem and Roshi, Tosi Rivaya, Achtov Vachesed, Yerdefuni Kol Yemechayoi, Vishavti Beveis Adonai, Leorech Yamim. Chapter 121. Shir lama'alot, esa enai el hehalim, me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim ba'alat, al yitain lamot vaglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum velo yishan. Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tilecha al yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yoreach balayla, Adonai yishmarecha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar teitzcha uvoecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Chapter 130 Kof Lamed Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim Kvasicha Adonai Adonai Shim'a V'koli Tiyama Aznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmaryah Adonai Mi'yamod Ki imecha haselicha lema'an tibarei. Ki adonai kebisadati, v'lidvarao holcholati. Nafshi adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adonai, Ki im Adonai ha-chesed, ve-harbei imo fidus, ve-hu yifde'es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We will now make a mishabeach, a prayer, for those that are ill. Please feel free to assist the men of the part. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Ushlomo, Uyvoich, Viorape, Es, Akoli. Ba'avor she'anachnu mispalalim ba'avuram bishar zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimam l'raposam lachzikam lachyosam v'yishlach lehem mehera refu'a shalema min ha'shamayim l'rmach evarehem u'shsa gidehem v'evtoch sh'ar chol Yisrael refu'a sanefesh or refu'a saguf Hashta ba'agala uvizman karib v'nomar. Amen. Now, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim batzara uvashivya. Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Ha'makom yirachim aleihem. Ve'otiem mitzara levacha u'me'afela li'ora u'mishibud li'ge'ula. Hashka ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Ruby. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Latova, may the Rabbonish Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Rabbi Tambasky of Beth Jacob Congregation in Beverly Hills, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.